Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Glad to have you on this journey with me today. I don't know about you, but spring is in the air and I just feel better when the sun starts shining and the weather gets warmer. We planted tulips and they're starting to bloom out in front of the house and I just love it. That reminds me of God's control over all things. And today we're going to talk about your journey to complete the destinations on the Crown Money Map. Now, it doesn't matter where you are. You may be at destination one, just starting out. You may be at destination six, about to complete this journey. But today, I think it's important, regardless of where you are, even if you're at minus one in your destination, to stay tuned and listen, because I'm going to lay a foundation for why it is so important for every single Christian to be financially free. And here's my case. God has a special purpose for your life, and God does not want anything to prevent you from fulfilling the purpose that He created for you to uniquely accomplish. God wants you to accomplish His purposes. Listen to this. Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Now, you cannot be completely free to accomplish all that God has planned for you and for your life if you're a financial slave. I want to say it again. If you're a financial slave, Ephesians 2:10 will be thwarted in your life. You will not be able to complete the purpose, the good works that God intended for you to do. Now, of all the motivations to get out of financial bondage, I believe this is the highest and best motivation. The Bible does not support the prosperity gospel, nor does it promote the poverty gospel. The Bible promotes a message that we're called to faithfully serve the Lord of all the earth, the Almighty Maker and Creator of the universe. That's why He gives us money. He pays our room and board. He provides our needs. He takes care of everything that we need so that we can be free to do His will. Now, it's the reason God wants you to be free. And you should not ignore it. You should not discard it. You should not look the other way or think that it's not important to God. Now, we've got to take a break. But when we come back, I'm going to continue teaching today on why it's so important to make every effort to fulfill God's purposes for your life according to Ephesians 2:10. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Has your child outgrown a piggy bank but not yet ready for a credit card? Well, there's something in between, a practical tool for anyone that you can use to teach teenagers and college students how to handle money wisely before they face greater financial decisions. It's the Cash Organizer from Crown Financial Ministries. The Cash Organizer is a durable, expanding file that's not much bigger than a checkbook. It's designed to create a convenient way to practice envelope budgeting, the proven way to keep from spending more than you make. With the Cash Organizer, when an envelope is empty, you can't spend any more money until you earn more money. It'll not only help your teenager or college student take control of their cash, but will also develop money management habits that'll prepare them for a lifetime. You can order the Cash Organizer online at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today I'm giving you an overview of the journey to financial freedom according to the destinations on our money map. Now, I started out with this premise that God has a special plan for your life according to Ephesians 2:10, that you are God's workmanship and He created you in Christ Jesus to do good works, which He prepared in advance for you to do. Isn't that powerful? God knew before time that you would be created, you would be on earth at this time and in these circumstances, and He wants you to do good works that He prepared for you to do, not for what others prepared for you to do. And here's my premise today, that if you are a financial slave, you are not free to fulfill Ephesians 2:10 in your life, and I want you to get free. Consider what the Lord said in the parable of the talents. Now, in that parable, the godly servants were the ones that multiplied those resources so that the kingdom of God expanded by using the resources God had entrusted to them. Listen to Matthew 25:21. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Now, I want to paraphrase this parable and relate it to some of the challenges that you may be facing right now. Let's imagine this, that on the day that God called his servant to do the works that he had prepared in advance for them to do, the servant had to seek other counsel. So he sought counsel from his master, Master Money. Now, Master Money replied, "Slave, you can't do those things. I've not been paid in full. Besides, how will you do those things that he asks you unless you're comfortable and secure? And only I can give you comfort and security. So forget all this nonsense and get back to work. Get back to your job that I've assigned you." Well, the servant is shocked and he's hurt because deep in his heart, he's actually fully devoted to God, his Father, his true master. So he goes back and he makes an appeal to Master Money one more time. "Master Money, please forgive my debts so that I may go and serve my true master." Now Master Money replies, "You are an unfaithful servant. There is no grace in my kingdom. In fact, there are severe penalties for people like you, those who don't fulfill their commitments that they've made. Choose you this day whom you will serve, because you cannot depart from me without paying what you owe me. And once you've paid me in full, I don't want you to ever leave. I can provide you with more comfort and more security. I pay bountiful rewards to those who wholeheartedly serve me." Now, this servant was disheartened, and he realized that he was actually trapped by the duplicity in his own heart. He did want comfort and security, and he wanted it so badly that somehow he had forgotten to trust his heavenly Father, and he had fallen into the deception of Master Money, and the worries of this temporal world had begun to control his every decision. He was unable to respond to the call of his true master, and he began to think about his life, his purpose, and he began to yearn for God's grace and liberty. He knew where his heart really was. His heart was really with his heavenly Father, but somehow he had been deceived into thinking that he could serve his true master and Master Money. That night he prayed to his true master, "Heavenly Father, I want to do your will, and I'm sorry I can't do what you've asked me to do. I've become enslaved by Master Money. I admit it. I've placed my security in this world, and I bought into a lie. I've been seeking comfort and security from Master Money. Now I repent. I want to change. I want to turn from that lie, and I want to trust you with all of my heart and all of my mind and all of my soul. Heavenly Father, please have mercy on me. I ask that you help me to become free from Master Money, and I'll work until I'm no longer a slave, except a slave to do your will." I think that is where most people actually live today. They hear the parable of the talents and they say, "I want to be that person, but let me go consult with my true master before I can truly engage with all of my heart, mind, and soul in God's kingdom." So consider what Paul wrote to us in Galatians 4 and 5. "So also when we were children, we were in slavery under the basic principles of this world. But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, 'Abba, Daddy, Father.' So you're no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm. Stand firm. And do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Now, if you want to be free, if you're listening to me now, if you want to be free to do the works that God prepared in advance for you to do, then you must do your part now to become free of master money. You see, here's the step that I want you to take. I want you to make this your goal, freedom. Freedom. I want you to turn your back on financial slavery. And I want it to become your singular focus, that you will be free to fulfill God's purposes for your life, that will become your consuming passion, the relentless drive of your life, to make a commitment now to become free and to throw off slavery and to run towards God your Father and say, I want to be free for you so that you can do whatever you want to do through me and with my life. William Wilberforce fought the abolition of human slavery, and he's one of the heroes of the Christian faith today. But I say today there are millions more in this world who are in a similar condition of human slavery to master money, and God is calling you to be free. And just as Wilberforce stood tirelessly opposing the forces of hell, so you and I must oppose master money. Well, we've got to take a break, but when we come back, I want to continue this teaching, an overview, so that you can become financially free. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Want to use your home computer to help you manage your money God's way? Well, all you need is Crown Money Map Financial Software from Crown Financial Ministries. With Crown Money Map Financial Software, you can create a realistic spending plan and use a virtual envelope system to follow daily. And since it's based on the Crown Money Map, the software will help you build up your emergency fund, pay off debts, create balanced budgets, manage investments, and complete other steps that'll move you forward on your financial journey. Crown Money Map Financial Software is loaded with features to make living on a spending plan easy and secure, including the ability to import transactions from your bank, so you don't have to enter them individually. Crown Money Map Financial Software is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. For specific system requirements or for a free trial version, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976 for more information. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today I'm giving an overview, a teaching of the principles that will lay the foundation for you to successfully complete the journey to become financially free using this very simple tool that we call the Money Map. Now, when we left off, I was calling you to make a commitment, to make a goal to experience financial freedom, to turn your back on financial slavery. And I brought up an example of William Wilberforce. You know, he stood against slavery, human slavery, and he fought for years in the courts of England to abolish slavery, to outlaw it. And today he's one of the heroes of the faith because he tirelessly, relentlessly stood for freedom. But if you will look around right now, whether it's in your own home, whether it's in your church, the place where you work, or in your neighborhood, millions of people across this country are in a similar condition of human slavery to master money. And I want you to be free. God wants you to be free. And just as Wilberforce stood tirelessly opposing the forces of hell that kept men in slavery, so you and I must make a similar stand against master money. Because master money will not give up without a fight. And this is the commitment in your own heart right now, when you say, my will, my inner desire, my internal soul is responding to the desire for freedom. I long to be out of slavery. And in that secret chamber of your own heart, you know that you were put on this earth to do something more than to be in financial bondage, to simply get up every day and to fight to pay the bills, and to spend a few hours in the evening surfing the web or watching TV. God made you for a purpose, and I'm asking you to lift your eyes now and to say, if I were not in this financial bondage, Lord, what would you do with me to make a difference, to cause my life to matter? What would you do to fulfill your purposes on this earth? You know, Dale Carnegie said something that I was taught when I was a kid, that most of the important things in the world have been accomplished by people who have kept on trying when there seemed to be no hope at all. Think about that. You may be listening to me and rolling your eyes and saying, yeah, right. I can never get out of the hole that I'm in. The important things of this life are going to be accomplished by those of you who say, I've had enough of allowing the enemy to defeat me in my inner man. I've had enough of feeling like a failure. Today is going to be different. Today, even if there seems like no hope, I'm going to begin to fight. And will you say this with me? I declare my freedom from master money. Whether I am rich or poor, I am no longer going to be deceived by the false promises he makes of comfort, of worldly security, of having an abundance in my possessions, and of having to endlessly work to have more things. I will not fall into the worries about what I'm going to drive, where I'm going to live, what I'm going to wear, or what I may even eat. But I will work with all my might to be a good and faithful slave of Jesus Christ, my true master. And I will repay my debts and never again become a slave to master money. I hope you've responded to that. That was my goal of today's program. To cast it out there for you to have a deep yearning to move forward and to change, to turn your back and to begin. As a dear brother shared with me in one of our city tours recently, he said, Chuck, the hardest step is to begin. And I'm asking you today to begin, to start, to make this commitment and to go forward. Now, that's your want to. And if you're saying inside right now, my want to has been changed, then let's go to the next step. Now, the next step is the how to. If your internal compass is set, if your direction is fixed, if your destination towards freedom is now unwavering, you know where you're going. The next question is, how do you get there? What course do you take? I propose to you, it's as simple as following the step-by-step plan that we've laid out for you in the Crown Money Map. Now, it's going to require steady plotting. It's going to require faithfulness over a period of time, and I don't know how long that may take you. It may only take weeks, it may take months, it may take years. But let me go back to Wilberforce's stand. If you're going to stand for freedom, it doesn't matter how long it takes to achieve it. Don't give up. Don't fall into wild speculation or gimmicks or schemes or get-rich-quick ideas. Don't listen to this program today and think by tomorrow you're going to be financially free if you're in a deep hole. Make a commitment that you will follow God's promise that steady plodding will bring about prosperity. It will bring about success. This is the reason we created the Money Map. It's a simple guide to give your pathway to freedom a very clear sequence that if you follow it, you will arrive at the destination and become free to fulfill God's plan for your life. Now, you and I both know that God did not raise you up or me up to purpose our lives by how much we acquire. The scripture tells us that man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. He didn't raise us up to work so we could have leather seats and a DVD player in the minivan. And he didn't raise us up to work so that we could buy a home in the best neighborhood we could afford. And he didn't raise us up to work so that we could live the American dream, pursuing comfort and security. God prepared us in advance to do good works and to serve others. And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. I've got to take a break. If you're listening to Money Life, I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
You know, God encourages us to invest, and he says in Ecclesiastes 11:2 to spread out or diversify to lower our risk. And one of the best ways to diversify is mutual funds. That's why Crown Financial Ministries offers the Sound Mind Investing Handbook, a step-by-step guide to managing your money from a biblical perspective written by Austin Pryor. Recently updated to address timely topics, the Sound Mind Investing Handbook is one of the most comprehensive guides available on mutual fund investing. Yet, it's still easy to understand and use. And since this handbook is written from a biblical perspective, it'll teach you how to apply God's financial principles to your investing decisions. So whether you're a beginning investor or one with more experience, the Sound Mind Investing Handbook will help you invest more wisely. To get a copy, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today I'm sharing with you an overview. I'm helping to lay the foundation to try to grab your thinking, to challenge your view of the world right now, and to begin this journey to become free, to not take it lightly. That if you hear my voice, whether you're listening by podcast or in your car or in your office or through the web or wherever you may be right now, if you hear my voice, to take my plea before the Lord and to say, Lord, are you calling me to make a stand right now? Now, some of you are probably responding and you're saying, Chuck, I'm already free. I don't need to go on this journey. I've completed this journey. Well, I want to speak to you for just a moment. Come and join us because you have something that God wants you to use, not for your own benefit, but to benefit others. There are millions of people hurting right now, and we need your help in churches. We need your help to be a volunteer coach. We need your help to be a seminar instructor. We need your help to lead small group studies. We need your financial help. So come and join us in this stand for freedom. Come and join us to serve the body of Christ, to fulfill God's purposes for your life. As he said in Ephesians 2:10, we were all prepared by God himself as his workmanship to do good works, to serve others, to live to make a difference in the lives of those around us right now, the lives of those that he has put in our pathway. Lift your eyes and see that joy does not come from seeking your own good. Joy will not come from serving master money, but by seeking to orient your life to serve other people. Invert your thinking. Invert your purpose. Have a desire and a motivation to become financially free so that you can serve other people with the resources that God has entrusted to you. Now, the idea that God gives us money to make us happy, or even a worse idea, that God gives us more money to make us happier, is a lie. God gives us money and resources so that we can be free to go and serve other people. And I want you to understand this so clearly. And I appeal to you that this is the basis for the eternal rewards for your life on earth. That if you will adopt this deep in your heart today, that it will set the course for your life to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Now, this journey will have pain, and this journey will have difficulties, but the fight is worth it. So take your stand today. Be willing to fight for freedom, and come and join us to fight for the freedom of the millions of people who have been enslaved by master money. Well, thanks for joining us today. Tomorrow, I'm going to continue this series where we left off today. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back again tomorrow.